Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Louisa, talking about domestic abuse, domestic violence, on today, Tuesday, June the 14th at 1 p.m. Please have something to write with or record the information that we're going to share with you on today. Once again, we welcome you on this beautiful day. We're going to be dissecting psychological, emotional, and verbal abuse. And we're going to give you the national hotline number for domestic abuse and violence as we get started. That number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. We will repeat that number throughout the broadcast. There are a couple of things I want to say just before we get started. And number one, the first thing to recognize when you're dealing with abuse, if you're in any type of abusive relationship, the first thing to recognize is that you are being abused. That's the first thing that you need to do, and it is important to acknowledge this first and foremost. By being honest about what you are experiencing can help you to take steps to regain control. And as you may recall, being abused by someone is their exertion of power and control over you. The next thing I want to say is, if you are in an abusive relationship, I want you to know it is not your fault and do not blame yourself. Number three, before we get into our program for today that we have outlined, we want to say that you may not think that you're not being abused if you're not being physically hurt, but there are different types of abuse. There's emotional, verbal, and psychological abuse that can have short-term and long-term lasting effects that are just as serious as the effects of physical abuse. And we wanted to make sure and mention that to you. Also want you to know that 20 people per minute are physically abused. And there are approximately 20,000 phone calls in one day placed about domestic violence, the domestic violence hotline. So let's get into this dissecting psychological, emotional, and verbal abuse. Psychological abuse is often called emotional abuse. It's a form of abuse by subjecting or exposing another person to a behavior that may result in psychological trauma, including anxiety, chronic depression, post-traumatic stress disorder. It's also this type of abuse, psychological or emotional abuse, is found in situations of power imbalance in abusive relationships, and it may include bullying, gaslighting, and abuse in the workplace. Just to let you know, being abused is not just isolated to a husband-wife relationship, boyfriend-girl relationship. It can be among family members, a sibling, parent-child, workplace environment, and with a friend. So just want to bring that out to you. And also, if you go back and listen to our previous broadcasting episodes, you will find the information there as well. Okay? So, and one thing you cannot do is minimize being abused, because that's how the abuser continues to take control over the person that's being abused. You have to recognize what's going on. And if you think that you might be in an abusive relationship or you're not sure, call the national hotline. Just talk to them They don't have to give you advice or point you to any particular location to get more information. They can answer your question for you if what you're saying sounds like an abusive relationship. That phone number is 800-799-7233. Once again, that's 800-799-7233. And emotional abuse, they are words that can be used interchangeably, okay? And emotional abuse is any kind of abuse that is emotional rather than physical in nature. It can include any form of verbal abuse and constant criticism to more subtle tactics such as intimidation, manipulation, and refusal to ever be pleased. These are all signs of being abused by someone else if you're experiencing any one of these symptoms. This abuse occurs when someone says words or does actions used to try and control the other person, to keep the other person afraid and to inform others, or to break someone's self-esteem of themselves. And that's the bottom line. So if you're feeling like something is wrong with you, something's not right, I used to be more assertive, and now I allow people to talk to me in condescending manners, and all I do is listen. You need to call the hotline number just to talk about what you're going through. And all of that, you can also talk to family members and friends, because more than likely they have noticed you're being abused, whereas you have not been able to recognize that. Emotional abuse can take several forms. There are three general patterns of abusive behavior. That's aggressive, denying, minimizing, meaning withholding is another form of denying. Withholding includes refusing to listen, refusing to communicate, and emotionally withdrawing as punishment. Okay, so even though there is no established definition for emotional abuse can possess a definition beyond verbal and psychological abuse. Once again, emotional abuse can take several forms. Three general patterns of abusive behavior include aggressive, denying, and minimizing. If you find yourself saying, oh, no, that's not real, you know, this isn't really happening, or it didn't mean that much. He or she didn't mean to say or do what they did. And also withholding is a form of denying. So if you're denying what's happening to you, that's a general pattern of emotional abuse, okay? Blaming, shaming, and name-calling are a few verbally abusive behaviors which can affect a victim emotionally. The victim's self-worth and emotional well-being are altered and even diminished by the verbal abuse, resulting in an emotionally abused victim. Okay? So what you want to do is recognize if you find yourself in a relationship, workplace environment with a family member, friend, marital relationship, intimate partner relationship, just meeting someone relationship, what you have to begin to realize is that there's something wrong here. That's the first step. You have to acknowledge that something's wrong. Now, because of going through such psychological or emotional trauma, abuse, there can be severe psychological effects. This would involve the tactics of brainwashing, which can fall under psychological abuse as well. But emotional abuse consists of manipulation of the victim's emotions. Excuse me, I still have remnants of my cold from several weeks ago. So what you want you to realize is that all of this is very serious. The victim may feel their emotions are being affected by the abuser to such an extent that the victim may no longer recognize their own feelings regarding the issues the abuser is trying to control. And do you know why? If you're being abused, you no longer recognize your own feelings because you have been minimized from the person that you were. Your self-worth, your self-concept, how you feel about yourself has been diminished. So you want to rise above this and start to take control. Recognize what is going on. The National Hotline for Domestic Violence and Domestic Abuse is 800-799-7233. 800-799-7233. Now, and also your independence is also taken away in such a relationship. The U.S. Department of Justice defines emotional abusive traits as including causing fear by intimidation, threatening physical harm to self, partner, children, or partners, family, or friends, destruction of pets and property, forcing isolation from family, friends, or school. Now, these are all traits that a person that's abusing someone will try to use or will use to emotionally abuse you. And this is being said by the U.S. Department of Justice. More subtle emotional abusive behaviors include insults, put-downs, arbitrary and unpredictable behavior, where it has you denying your own reality. And because of our modern technology, this has also led to new forms of abuse by text messaging and online cyberbullying. So what we have to realize is all of this is true. 800-799-7233 is the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Please call. They will just listen if you just want them to listen to what you have to say. The number for the hearing impaired is 800-787-3224. That's 800-787-3224. If you're on the website, right across from where you see the words Dr. Louisa, it says follow. If you follow, if you click that, you will be apprised of upcoming shows that will be airing. So I thank you very much for listening on today. And remember, being abused is not your fault. And how does it start? Sometimes it just starts suddenly. And sometimes it starts gradually. As we continue to dissect emotional, psychological, and verbal abuse, you will gain more information. I thank you very much for listening on today, and do have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.